from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Barrel bombs killing civilians again in Aleppo. At least 15 civilians were killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo on Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft had dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in another barrel bomb attack on Thursday in the neighboring district, where 15 people, among them 11 children, lost their lives. The Syrian government and its Russian ally are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo, according to the Observatory for Human Rights. The government denies it uses barrel bombs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov have failed to get the stalled intra-Syrian peace talks back on track. Lisa Schlein reports from the site of the meeting in Geneva.
The U.S. and Russia are putting a positive spin on a long day of intense discussions about Syria, calling them productive and constructive. But their disappointment in not having achieved their goal of getting the country's warring factions back to the negotiating table was clearly visible. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says neither he nor Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are happy about the breakdown of the cessation of hostilities agreement, which subsequently led to the breakdown of the Syrian peace talks. Kerry says they may differ about the causes for the rupture, but both agree more work is needed to revive the deal and make it enforceable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. On Tuesday, a missile was fired from a submarine and flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of incidents over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. All of this comes as the U.S. and South Korea have been carrying out joint military exercises. Pyongyang sees those exercises as a rehearsal to attack North Korea. Police in Bangladesh say they killed at least three Islamist extremists today. The suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack on a Dhaka cafe filled with foreigners is reported to be among those killed. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack on that cafe that took place on July the 2nd. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging Republicans in Congress to fund the fight against the Zika virus. President Obama said Saturday in his weekly address that he asked Congress more than 6 months ago to fund the emergency resources public health experts needed to fight Zika, but Congress said no.
And Congress has been on a 7-week recess without doing anything to protect Americans from the Zika virus. So my administration's done what we can on our own. Our primary focus has been protecting pregnant women and families planning to have children.
Now, the Republicans in their weekly address had United States Senator from Tennessee Lamar Alexander expressing concern over purported rate increases and lack of choices in the president's signature law, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. He said Republicans have a solution.
Republicans have offered a better idea. We want to help Americans struggling with the cost of health care insurance immediately. We do that by giving states more flexibility to give individuals and their families options to purchase lower-cost private health insurance plans outside of Obamacare.
Hillary Clinton received a national security briefing today. That's her first since becoming the U.S. Democratic presidential nominee. The overview of major domestic and global threats facing the U.S. was conducted near her home at a federal government facility outside of New York. Major presidential nominees and their close advisors are legally required under U.S. law to be briefed with classified information on security matters by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, so they will be prepared when they assume office. Clinton's main opponent, Republican nominee Donald Trump, received a similar security briefing earlier this month that reportedly lasted more than 2 hours. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has broadened its guidance on testing donated blood for the Zika virus, saying now that such blood should be tested before use. Previously, blood had only been tested in areas where Zika outbreaks had been spreading. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.